I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. Today, we continue our Crusader coaching profiles with the new head coach of field hockey here at Holy Cross, Kim Cosenza. Coach Cosenza coached 5 years at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, where she led her team to the NUMAC tournament every season, including the program's first ever NUMAC championship appearance last year. Coach, congrats on the new role and welcome to Seder Stories.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me today. And it's just a testament to this community and how incredible everyone has been in these first few days here.
It's wonderful to have you. I can see the excitement on your face. You're just a week and a half in, so it's all fresh in your memory now. How did you first hear the big news that you had landed your first D1 head coaching role?
Funny story, actually, being from this area, my whole family, parents, brothers, nieces and nephews, sister-in-laws, and my kids, we were all at O'Connor's having dinner. And that's actually when I got the call from Kit. And it was just, it makes sense with being from this area and so embedded and woven in the community. But it was just, I happened to be with my whole family and wow. I got the call from Kit. And it was definitely a moment I won't forget. That's for sure.
You're a Fitchburg native. You played at Worcester State. What was it like celebrating with your family right here in your backyard when you first got that news?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a topic of conversation almost the whole night, and they were asking me about it. I had just freshly come off interviews that week and had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time on campus. And so I think there was just a lot of excitement and they have been a huge part of my career. My family's really close. And so I think that they were just as, if not more excited than I was about the potential opportunity and wearing purple and just being right in the backyard, but having the opportunity to be a part of, you know, just such a well-known, deep tradition, academically rigorous institution that has is a big staple in this area and across the country with what athletics has done here, but also just a longstanding history of a great education and experience. So being born in Worcester, there's not a better place I could be right now. And it was great to celebrate with them and have them be a part of that moment.
Now, that's incredibly special. That's the first time I've heard somebody get the call while surrounded by family. Couldn't imagine it any better. So you know the landscape very well here in Massachusetts. You've coached at WPI, Fitchburg, Worcester State, and Elms. So what makes this region such a hotbed for field hockey?
I think that there's a lot of opportunities here. We have some great local athletes and clubs, and there are hotbeds right in New England, which is really exciting. And I think casting a wide net is great, but what I love is when you find athletes who are from this area who choose to stay in this area to compete somewhere that they've grown up around, where they've come to the games, they've come to the clinics, they've come to the camps. And those are athletes that I've been fortunate enough to work with wherever I have been, and just kind of having most of my career being here in Central Mass specifically. And it's always fun to get a hometown hero and those stories when their family they are a part of our program. And so to have those local kids, and for myself to be one of those local kids, I think is just, it's a great story. It's an honor and such an opportunity. So I always love the local talent around here and appreciate someone who was, who has their roots planted here.
You know the landscape, you know the college very well. So what are the first couple weeks like taking over Crusader Field Hockey and building this program in your own image?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I do think that my version of leading is really getting the players involved. I want to know where they want this program to go. I want to see their vision, and I want them to be collaborating with how we want to get there. And so I think my first week and a half has just been a lot of listening and watching and hearing their stories and getting to know them as people and what drives them and what kind of legacy they want to leave behind that will last a lot longer than their time here. And so we've been having a lot of those conversations in small groups with individuals. I've been able to see kind of their identity on the field and how hard they work and how important academics are to them, which is huge and in line with where I came from at WPI. And so I have a really good understanding and respect for that. But, you know, having that conversation of what is our goal? What are our core values? What are our standards in this program? And how do we build this roadmap to get there to where we want to go? And so that was in our meeting last night, and it's exciting. It is invigorating, and it's really inspiring to work with this group of young women who I'll learn just as much from as hopefully they do from me. So it's been a great start, but a lot of learning and building relationships, and I'm looking forward to get into the next phase over the next few weeks.
They are certainly incredible student athletes. Great to hear that you're already building those connections. Let's take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk with Kim Cosenza about her path to Holy Cross with a professional stop in the Netherlands. That's right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence, in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete, to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Only a few games remain in the Holy Cross basketball and hockey regular seasons. Don't miss the Crusaders as they chase playoff positioning in the Patriot League, Atlantic Hockey, and Hockey East. Visit goholycross.com/tickets for special offers today. Welcome back to Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders. Glad to be joined by the new field hockey head coach here at Holy Cross, Kim Cosenza. All right, coach, you're a Fitchburg native. How did field hockey first become your passion?
When I was in fourth grade, my gym teacher, Coach Grutchfield, in elementary school, we played in gym. I had no idea what the sport was. We had a bunch of wooden sticks that were sitting in a bucket, and she told us to grab one and get started. I'm a lefty, so I was waiting and looking, and I went up to Coach Crutchfield and I said, "Coach, where are the lefty sticks?" She's like, "Ah, no, this is not, this is just, you got to figure it out." And so I think that that part of it was, yeah, it was strange and fun and exciting, but that was my first taste of field hockey, and I kind of just fell in love with it from there. At the time when I was younger, there, you know, now there are so many playing opportunities with clubs and clinics, and the growth of hockey in this area has been incredible to watch. But I did anything I could just to get involved, and I'd be the manager for the high school team, and I'd try to get into their practices at times, which I was allowed to do after a bit. So I've had so many amazing coaches that have given me opportunities along the way that have just grown my passion and love for the game, and most of all to compete.
It's amazing how that early exposure can now lead to all this. It led to Worcester State, where you played both field hockey and lacrosse, and then it led you overseas. How did the Netherlands become a second home for you?
Yeah, well, my mom is from Holland. So that was, I've always had a bit of a connection to the Netherlands, and I have family there. My godmother lives there. My mom's whole side of the family lives there. So we've always gone there on vacation and have had the opportunity to watch games at the higher level and get involved just with. Sometimes I could be a guest player on a team, and it's such a welcoming community there. It's more than just about competing there. It's about the community, and it's a lifestyle. And so I moved over there for a few years after college, and I actually had my first son, Jack, was living over there with us. And I thought, like, hey, why not give this another go? I had just coached 3 years as a head coach in my first role at Elms College, and yeah, I was hungry to get involved and wanted something to spark some passion after becoming a mom. And so I was like, why not have a kid on the sideline while I play some hockey? And I had the opportunity to play at a small club in the town that I was living in, and we had practice. I mean, we played year round, indoor, outdoor
Yeah.
practice a couple times a week. And my family and friends would sometimes come watch, but I'd also just ride my bike from my apartment to the field, and really met some incredible people there, some great coaches, the style of hockey and the simplicity of it, and just seeing it, how it's available over there for both men and women and boys and girls is, yeah, it's a part that was probably one of the biggest parts of my experience in Holland and has definitely made its way into my coaching philosophy and some of the things that I really align with today in leading a team.
I love the image of you riding your bike to
Oh
play
yeah.
field hockey in Holland. That's the perfect encapsulation
Stick
of
in
all the
hand.
national passions.
Yep, stick in hand. I wish I could say I was holding tulips with wooden shoes on. I left those out, but yeah, that was exactly it. That's what everyone did.
Yeah, you left those at the windmill. So you interviewed for the head coaching job at your alma mater, Worcester State, during your time in the Netherlands. How did that phone call really change your entire career path?
Oh, I know that was I think that's what's happened with most of my opportunities is something was kind of came across my path and I couldn't say no to seeing if it was the right fit. So that job opened up, and at the time I had planned on coming back to the US over like the next 6 to 8 months. So I emailed Mike Mudd, the athletic director there, and I asked for the opportunity to interview. And he said, well, right now we're only doing on-campus interviews. And I let him know I was in Europe. So I said, okay, great. Let me know when I can be there and I'll take a flight home. And I loved coaching. And I think that that's with a lot of things in life that sport teaches you. You just find a way, like make it really hard for people to say no. And so I think when I said that, and he probably thought, wow, I'm gonna have this potential coach fly home for a tenth of what she's getting paid. I should probably just do the Zoom interview. So I was lucky enough. He took a chance on me and we had a Zoom, and the things went well. So I was offered the job, and I came back a couple months later, not even, I think about a month later, moved back home in with my parents. And I just wanted to coach. And so I had the opportunity to work with the athletes that I once was, where anyone who stays involved with their alma mater knows that that's just a really special opportunity. And so I'm grateful that I got to give back and be a part of something that I was a part of many years ago. And funny thing is, I just went to Worcester State this morning. Mike Mudd and Coach Tesmer asked me to come talk to the captains about my experience and my time and about leadership. And so it's, the full circle is something that I love and am really grateful for. So to be able to also coincidentally be there this morning, and yeah, they've been a part of Worcester State, and the people there have been a huge part of my career all along.
So that move home leads to a decade now as a collegiate field hockey coach. And you've done a great job of taking programs to new heights. You look at Elms, you took over a team that was winless, lead them to the NECC championship game. Last year, you led WPI to its first NCAA postseason win since 1989. I guess the question is, with all your experience now, what does it take to build a winning culture within a program?
Good people. Kevin, I'm telling you, it's good people. I will always shine a light on the people that have been a part of this process and this scheme. Wherever we go, our most successful teams have great people, great assistant coaches, great support staff who are invested in the student athletes' experience. Finding coaches who fill my gaps and allowing them to really lean into their strengths. Great players who want to be leaders, who aren't afraid of hard work, who want to leave the place better than how they found it, and they're selfless and resilient, and they don't mind the work. Like, they will make the sacrifices and do the work to get there. And it's always been the people for me. It's the relationships. And when you have this level of trust and buy-in, the it's you're limitless. And so I think surrounding myself with great people has been the biggest staple in success anywhere that I've been. And that has started with, fortunate enough for me, my family. I have such an incredible family, and my dad's a coach, and my mom is one of the toughest people that I know. And I have two brothers who are younger, but I look up to them. And so I think I have had the opportunity to always be surrounded with some just incredible, motivating, inspiring human beings. And what I try to do in these programs is to give that to our student athletes, is to surround them by great people that they know are there to support them and to challenge them. And so at the end of the day, they buy into what we're selling, but more importantly, like, they want to find excellence in everything that they do. They're willing to make the sacrifices. They're willing to do the hard things and make the hard right choices instead of the easy wrong choices. They're willing to lead. They're willing to grow both as a person, an athlete, as a student, and as a member of their community spiritually. And that's why I think that this Holy Cross is it aligns perfectly with what my philosophy is and what I've always really tried to bring and instill to programs. That's where the success is. It's in all the little things that you do every single day when it's boring, when you're tired, when you're hungry, when you're experiencing life. And if you can get these athletes, these student athletes who are pulled in so many directions, to be consistent and disciplined and to see the roadmap to their goals while making sure that they align with their core values and our core values as a program, you're going to find success. It's all about the people. And I've been extremely lucky and grateful, all the places that I've been. I've met and maintained relationships with some unbelievable people. And so, from what I can see so far, it's no different here. So, yeah, I'm excited to have the opportunity to continue to build what they have started and hopefully find some of that on-field success as well as who we are as a program and as a team these next few years.
Beautifully said. And when we return, we'll look ahead to that future for Holy Cross Field Hockey with Kim Cosenza right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
When you invest in Holy Cross Women's Athletics, you're investing in present and future generations of competitors, scholars, teammates, and leaders in our community. To support women's athletics via the Crusader Athletics Fund, select any women's program to make a sport-specific gift. Or you can also select women's athletics to make a gift to the annual fund in support of all women's programs at Holy Cross. Visit goholycross.com/CAF. For more info, I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm joined for the first time by new Holy Cross field hockey head coach, Kim Cosenza. Coach, as you start building a new foundation for Holy Cross field hockey, have you given thoughts ahead to that first game on Hart Field with your family gathered there from nearby and what this new era for Crusader field hockey will look like?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we're having a lot of conversations about with the athletes. And when they have that ownership and autonomy in making decisions and being a part of that vision and growth and build of the program, I think that's where you find the most success. So something that we've talked about is what do we want our identity to be? What do we want when we go out there that first game and people watch? What do we want that identity to be? What do we want people to say? How do we compete? How do we represent ourselves? And the big word that just kept coming up through the athletes was we want to be competitive. We want to compete in everything we do down to the last minute. And so I think that that's going to be a huge theme for us this spring and moving into next year is competing. And we talked a little bit about having fun with it. You know, in my experience, teams that have fun and can kind of tap into that youthful playfulness and enjoy what they're doing, they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way to get there. And so, yeah, for us, I'm hoping and thinking the goal will be that you see a team that's disciplined, that has a clean style of play and plays pretty hockey with a plan, but that's also gritty and willing to compete. And yeah, that seems like there's something there that they're all on board for. And the hope is that, you know, if we focus on all those little things this spring, that the pieces will come together and we plan to do everything we can to find success in those ways.
At WPI, you didn't just post a winning record every single year. You also set a team average GPA around 3.6. How will you continue that excellence in the Crusader classrooms?
Kevin, I have to be honest. These student athletes are unbelievable. And I want to give credit to WPI student athletes alike. There's not much that I have to do for them to excel in the classroom. They do it themselves. I can't take credit for that. That is something we make it a priority and we make sure that they know we support them and hear them and honor their academics. But they are the ones that do the work. And I think a lot of the times my job is to reel them in and say, like, you're doing great. You are great right where you are. You are finding success. And I love that you are reaching. And how can we measure, how can we manage your stress? How can we manage your time commitments? How can we support you with your academics? And so I think it's being a resource. Something that we've always done is had academic meetings that sometimes translate into life meetings, that sometimes translate into field hockey meetings. And so it's, again, having that open communication, but most of all, letting them know that you're supporting them. And that you're along for the ride, however you can help. And that's something that has always been important in coaching for me, especially the last 5 years working at a high academic institution. But I can already see it here. Like they are unbelievable. They are impressive and they are smart. And it is such a gift to be able to work with them because we can really dive into the hockey piece as well. They learn so quickly on the field, and it's a testament to how much work they put in off the field. And so I think my main job is supporting them and continuing to provide resources when needed, but ultimately they're the ones who do the work there. So just making sure that it continues to be important in our program.
I love hearing that holistic approach, especially here at Holy Cross, where we love to say student athletes can have it all when they come to the college. So lastly, Coach, I want to wrap it up by asking you this. What's the best way for Crusader fans and alums listening in here to support your field hockey program as they take the step into a new era?
Oh, I love that. I think there's so many ways that support can look like, you know, whether it's coming to a game or resharing or retweeting and just following us in this journey is huge. Any sort of support that people are able to give to our program, it goes right back to the athletes. So, you know, giving them those little things that make a huge difference in our program and finding ways that we can really grow in the technical side of things and having more opportunities to watch and break down film and analyze is huge for us. Making sure that they have the equipment that they need and that they feel that support. Like, people are believing in what we're doing and what we're building. So really it's about getting seats in the stands. It's about having people follow, retweet and send an email, send a text is huge. I'd love to hear from alumni and community members who want to get involved with the team, but also just to show that they're with us on this journey. And then lastly, of course, just any sort of support, any way that you can give is huge for us. And it really impacts the student athlete's experience, which is why we're here.
Kim Cosenza, it is great to call you a Crusader. Thanks so much for this conversation. Congratulations again. And we'll look forward to seeing not just you, but your whole family out at Hart Field this fall. I know they're going to be excited.
Thank you, Kevin.
And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories. Until then, do exactly what Coach Cosenza said. Tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. That's it for now. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go.